Thank you. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to Highlands United Methodist Church. My name is Brad Lorvik. I'm one of the ministers on staff, and it's a joy and an honor to be with you this evening as we share in a service of Blue Christmas. Blue being a color of sadness in so many ways, but also a color of hope. And this evening we hold space for those two things to exist at the same time. Christmas and Advent are a season of light. We light candles on an Advent wreath. We await the light of the world, all while we sit in one of the darkest times of year. Monday night will be the longest night of the year. And when there is pain and loss in our lives, it really doesn't matter what time the sun goes down or comes up, we can feel that darkness. And so this evening we create space to recognize that all of our feelings, all of our experiences are welcome at God's table, at the manger, and in the midst of others who share in this kind of time of year with us. Many in this season are not ready to sing joy to the world. Whether this is your first Christmas without someone you love, or you are still hurting from a long time loss, we gather this evening as darkness comes to worship God in the midst of mourning. We gather to shed tears if they come, to hold hands if they are available, and to join our voices with one another and our forebearers in faith who still cry out. Hear our cry, O God. Listen to our prayer. From the end of the earth we call to you when our hearts are faint. Lead us to the rock that is higher than we, for you are our refuge. You'll find a unison prayer in your bulletin if you would join me as we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, comfort us and all who mourn this night. Give us strength to grieve as we must. Help us receive your healing in the midst of our pain and find new order after the chaos of loss. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to grab a red hymnal. We'll remain seated as we sing this evening, but number 221, In the Bleak Midwinter.
Thank you.
You are invited this evening in this time of worship to release regrets you might carry. You'll see it printed in your bulletin. The response will be, Lord, bring me healing. Let us let go of any regrets and ask God for healing. For those times I said too much, Lord, bring me healing. For those times I said too little, Lord, bring me healing. For those times I took so much for granted, Lord, bring me healing. For those times I discouraged a dream, Lord, bring me healing. For those little resentments I choose to cling to, Lord, bring me healing. For words that were said in anger and frustration, Lord, bring me healing. For those times I did not fully appreciate love, Lord, bring me healing. And for all those things beyond words, we say, Lord, bring me healing. Hear the words of God's people that have comforted those in times of loss for century upon century. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. And amidst the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus offers blessing, saying so much with so few words. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And from a book of hope and promise, we hear these words in the Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, See, the home of God is among God's people. God will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for those things will have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, See, I am making all things new. Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. I have always found communion at Christmas time to be a very odd thing. To celebrate an arrival and a birth, to celebrate a breaking and a death at the same time is odd. But that's the space that we live in. For the message of Christ's life is to be with us in all that we know and experience. The name Emmanuel, the name given to Christ upon his arrival, means God with us. With us, in the kind of human form that could know pain that certainly would know loss and that would know brokenness. When Christ gathered with those he loved, he was grieving with them. He took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is life. This is my life. This is life. And it is broken. But from this brokenness, you will find something new." But all the while, the bread remains broken. Jesus does not neglect or ignore the brokenness. Jesus invites us to share in it. And likewise, after the meal, he took the cup. And he looked at those he loved and he said, "This is my life poured out for you and for all people, that you would know there is nothing that can separate you from God's love." In this cup, we find the promise of the healing we ask for. Whatever the regrets, whatever the brokenness, whatever the if-onlys, God says, "I love you." This evening, I invite you to come and receive communion. Here at Highlands United Methodist Church, this table is open to all people. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your background. This is God's gift of love for all people. We'll offer communion in the front of the altar. After you've received, you may kneel at the railing and pray. I also invite you to come. Use one of the tall candles. And light a candle. Light two candles. Light three candles. Light as many candles as you have names. Light as many candles as you have pain. This is God's table of grace and healing. Let us share in the meal together. I invite you to grab your red hymnal, if you would, and turn to number 488, Jesus, Remember Me. We'll sing it through about 5 times, and then we'll embrace some silence. As you move through these long days, may you be blessed through the light and warmth of these candles, and know that you are being carried by God, who loves you so very much. May those around you comfort you. May their love soothe your broken heart. May their care ease your pain. May their steadfast presence remind you that in your grief and in your loss, you do not mourn alone. May your tears be gathered by angels. May your aching heart be eased by the solace of your God. May the depth of your pain be stilled by the prayers of those who love you. May you be uplifted in love, surrounded by grace and healing, enfolded in prayer and peacefulness, embraced by warmth to sustain you and comfort you, holding closely the memory of your loved ones. Amen. I invite you to find the green hymnal. We'll turn to number 3067. Most appropriate Christmas song for this kind of moment.
Thank you.
The space will be open as long as you would like to sit in the light of the candles. This evening I invite us to hear this blessing. May the promise of hope and healing and the light of love be with you. And may the memories of special moments shine brightly and deeply within your heart. Amen.